5,000 years ago, when Makmira was on the seaside. 3 minutes. Looking across the road on the north side of Gavleon, facing the sun, remains are found from a Stone Age site, only 15 centimeters, half a foot under the surface. The site, 5,000 years ago, used to be on the seashore in a protected bay. Due to land elevation, the site is today 50 meters above sea level. At this height, there are a few similar sites from the same period along the river. During Stone Age, about 7,000 to 2,000 years ago, good hunting, fishing, or collecting vegetables or roots decided where to stay for the time being. Here and further north, people kept on living as hunters and collectors longer compared to those living further south in Sweden. If you excavate a site, you can learn what people have eaten, for instance, seal, pike, perch, whitefish, or maybe beaver, chicken, or hazelnuts. You will find traces from fireplaces and poles from the huts or scaffolding for drying fish. Ceramic shivers can tell if the cooking vessel has been decorated by a comb or not. 5,000 years ago, the vessels had a long and narrow bottom to make the vessel standing steady in the fire. You can find flintstone from the south of Sweden and slate from the north. That means that there was frequent trade along the coast. However, if you find harpoons made of bone, then they have been made on the site. The area around Makmira Brook is flat, as leveled as a shallow bay outside of Gävle of today. So, if you go there in a canoe, you can imagine how it once looked like around Makmira, how they paddled in a shallow inlet and harpooned fish, made tents out of hide, dressed hide and cooked food in deep cooking pits. When the weather was good, it may have been rather agreeable to be a Stone Age person, after all.